Have you ever looked at a product, one labeled eco-friendly, and just wondered, is it really? Or maybe is there something better out there? Today, we're diving into the science that tries to answer exactly those kinds of questions. It can reveal some surprising truths behind sustainable products. We're talking about life cycle assessment, or LCA. It's this really powerful tool companies are using to scientifically measure their environmental impact, like from the very start to the very finish.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, at its heart, LCA is a scientific method, a methodology. It's designed to rigorously evaluate the environmental footprint of pretty much anything, a product, sure, but also a process or even a service. And it does this across its entire lifespan. So yeah, from getting the raw materials out of the ground.
Right, the very beginning.
Exactly, through manufacturing, how it's used, all the way to, what happens at the end, disposal, recycling, whatever that might be. It's a genuinely holistic view. And that lets companies make much more informed decisions, sometimes even before they've finalized a design.
Okay, so if this is the tool for keeping track, environmentally speaking, what exactly is it looking at? What specific impacts does an LCA actually measure?
It gets into quite a bit of detail. And LCA assesses things like greenhouse gas emissions, for one, also potential impacts on the ozone layer, and really importantly, overall energy use and how much material is consumed. It can focus in on specific stages, maybe just production or just a use phase, or it can, cover the whole journey. And having that level of data helps companies make smarter choices right from the start, picking materials, picking technologies that are genuinely more sustainable, not just the ones that kind of look green.
Okay, so we get what it is now, but let's unpack the why. Why are companies actually putting in the effort and presumably the cost to do this kind of deep dive? What's the real driver?
Well, the main goal, fundamentally, is to give companies solid scientific backing, evidence, really, evidence to help them design and maybe adapt their products towards sustainable development. It's about being proactive, not just reactive. This feeds directly into supporting a circular economy, thinking about recycling and reuse from the beginning. It helps cut down on energy use, water use, raw material consumption.
Which sounds like it could save money too.
Absolutely. And ultimately, it leads to a healthier environment by minimizing emissions, lowering greenhouse gas output. It shifts the whole approach towards environmental strategy.
All right, so the why makes sense. Now, let's pull back the curtain a little. When they do these assessments, what exactly are they digging into? What are the specifics? And are there different kinds, different types of LCAs?
Definitely. An LCA looks really closely at environmental impacts across typically three main stages. First, you've got input materials, that means the raw materials themselves, but also transporting them to the factory. Then there's manufacturing, that's looking at energy, water, other materials used during the actual production. And finally, it looks at the end of life. What happens then? Disposal, recycling, how it breaks down, all the environmental effects
And
there.
the different types you mentioned.
Right. So you often hear about cradle to gate versus cradle to grave. Cradle to gate basically looks from raw material extraction up to the point the product leaves the factory gate. So maybe a company making fabric would use this, but cradle to grave, that's the whole story. From the beginning right through to final disposal or recycling, that full picture is really vital if a brand wants to understand and maybe minimize the impact during the product's use phase and design for responsible end of life.
Okay, that sounds pretty comprehensive. A lot of data involved, I imagine. For a business, is this just like another regulatory hurdle? Or does it actually give them a real competitive advantage beyond just saying we're green?
Oh, it offers some really powerful advantages, multiple actually. First is eco-design. An LCA can sometimes, shatter assumptions. A company might think, oh, recycling this plastic is definitely the best option. But the LCA might show the energy and water needed to process that specific plastic makes it less eco-friendly than maybe using virgin material or perhaps a different biodegradable option. It forces that holistic look.
Huh, interesting. Okay, what else?
Second, cost reduction. It's great at finding those weak spots, maybe inefficient transport, maybe using too much packaging. By optimizing how you use energy and materials, you directly cut operational costs. That hits the bottom line.
Makes sense.
Third, environmental certification. Often, doing an LCA is basically required to get things like environmental product declarations or EPDs. Think of EPDs as kind of like a verified nutrition label for a product's environmental footprint, and consumers, regulators. They're asking for these more and more. And finally, honest marketing. It helps you avoid, greenwashing.
Right, making claims you can't back up.
Exactly. With LCA data, you can back up your environmental claims with real evidence. You can talk confidently about your product's actual performance.
So life cycle assessment, It really sounds like it's a much more than just some technical report. It seems like a strategic tool.
Precisely. It gives businesses those scientific insights they need to make genuinely sustainable choices.
Choices that lead to real benefits.
Yes, tangible cost savings, better eco design, and that transparent marketing that, frankly, customers are demanding now. And maybe this leaves you with something to think about. If LCA helps businesses make these responsible choices right from the start, finding those hidden impacts and real chances for improvement, what kind of impact could we see if this detailed assessment was adopted much more widely? Think about the potential effect on the sustainability of, well, almost everything around us.